Johannes Wolf really likes cycling. Wanting to share his passion with as many people as possible around the world, he created Fahrräder für Afrika, Bikes for Africa, a German organization that collects used bikes, repairs them, and then ships them to African countries where they serve both as a means of transportation and as a tool for economic development.
Imagine that there are some countries where you don't have the bicycle, which people who don't have this opportunity, but at the same time who don't have any other opportunity and any other chance to go to work, to go to hospital, to go to market and buy food and water. So it is relatively easy then to make this connection. Apart from walking long distances, what is the next cheap alternative, easy alternative? And this is the bicycle. So it sounds relatively logic to me and to us in our project to support people with bicycles, to make ways shorter, to make them able to move quicker, to make them able to transport more goods and do this in an environmentally friendly way.
The bikes are not simply donated. Once they arrive in Africa, they are given to local workshops and organizations that resell them and set up repair shops to increase the economic vitality of their communities. Johannes himself went to Namibia to train future bike mechanics.
We create businesses in Africa, but we do this with local initiatives, with local NGOs, with local non-profit organizations as well. People who we train are usually in bad conditions, I would say, in general. For example, HIV-positive people, former sex workers, disabled people, so people who don't have a chance on the labor market. And this project creates these workshops, so all revenues go not to individual people but to this project. They don't have to pay something back to us, but for sure they have to pay for salaries for the mechanics. They have to pay for rent, for electricity, for water, and also they have to hold back money.
German filmmaker Kevin Westphal was looking for a story for a documentary on sustainability when he met Johannes. After a few weeks of exchanging emails, he followed Johannes to Namibia.
What I liked most about Fahrräder für Afrika when I came across their website was that they really seem to try to establish a new economic sector in their projects instead of just shipping random waste to Africa. For example, we visited a project in northern Namibia and they developed in such a way that they are actually independent from Fahrräder für Afrika now. So they set up a second bicycle workshop. Actually, now they're building a third one. So it starts to spread out like a franchise.
Inspired by his studies in business administration, Johannes focused on a basic economic principle. In a place with poor infrastructure, the improved mobility that a bike offers means better business, better education, and better health.
You will hear many amazing stories about healthcare workers who take care for HIV-positive people. And they usually go, they walk from village to village and maybe receive or can reach 2 or 3 or 4 patients. And this way, with a bicycle, they are much quicker and can reach up to 10 different people a day, which has so great impact on these people who need drugs against HIV, who just need basic sanitary articles like soap. And this is very amazing to hear. Hear the stories.
Through Bikes for Africa, Johannes created a network of collection points throughout Germany, where anyone can go and donate that old bike that is sitting in the cellar. The hub of all operations remains Oschatz, Johannes' hometown, a village in the middle of Saxony in eastern Germany.
At the end, all these bicycles are coming to Oschatz, to our warehouse. We have space there for around 600 bicycles, and there we make them ready to ship. That means take off the front wheel, take off pedals, straighten the handlebar and put everything together. And then we collect them until we have at least 400 or 450 and then call the container to load them.
After sending bikes to Namibia, Sierra Leone, Zambia and South Africa, this year Bikes for Africa arrived in Ghana for the first time.
I hope to travel there soon to see how they receive these bicycles. I already got some pictures and it looks very nice. So many people on our bikes.
This is Gaia Manco for DW in Dresden.